At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Listening to The KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
Happy Father's Day from WEEI. It's The KJ Show, 617-779-7937. And it's also the text line. We're about 15 minutes away from Tom Carroll joining us here on the show. Damn, I wish the Bruins could have a guy like a Marchand that I'm seeing in the playoffs. Maybe he's available for the team at... Wait a minute. This is almost disgusting, literally, to watch. This is almost disgusting. Because I don't know about you. Have you seen this type of effort from Marchand in the last 3 years? Remember, this is the guy you thought, hey, you know, when Bergie retired, Marchand would step into a leadership role. After all, most places kind of give the captaincy to the guy who's been here the next longest. Oh, wait a minute. Not in his skin? Sometimey? Oh, we laugh at Keefe, right? We laughed at Rich Keefe when he said there are some issues going on. And how did that work out? I remember at the time, I was probably the only one backing Rich up when he was making these things. I said, go back through the Instagram of the Bruins and see how many pictures you saw of Marchand and Pasta together. I think, like, of all their posts at the time, you'd had to go back to a Christmas charity event where they were shopping for toys, I think at the Target in Watertown, because it's the closest one to everything over here, right? Shopping for toys together. That shows camaraderie. Yeah, no. That shows we got to be together because it's charity. Look nice for the kids. Marchand was checked out. Now you can't. Do you know what his time on ice was last night, David? He scores 2 goals. You know how much time he was on the ice last night?
I don't.
Not even 14 minutes. Where is this? Where was that Brad Marchand guy? I don't know if they do performance enhancement testing after games or whatever. Pass the cup to Marchand every single time and have a Bruins logo on it. Just to remind him, like, we didn't see any of this. And then what makes it even more disgusting to me. This is now with the team that is pretty much responsible for the malaise that the Bruins are in now. Remember, one of the greatest hockey team performances in the history of the game, number one seed. I mean, my goodness, even I bought an etching pen to put my damn name on that cup. First round, 8th seed, Florida Panthers? What have the Florida Panthers been since they bit the since they've beaten the Bruins 2 years almost two or three years ago? Does anybody know the answer to that? They're on their way to winning what, their second Stanley Cup in the last 3 years? Yeah, because they lost in the Stanley Cup that year, then they won last year, and they're on the verge of winning again this year. And now Marchand is part of that? To put it in perspective, let's go back to January Marchand. Not the one you saw last night. Let's go back to January Marchand and where his head was at with the team, I don't know, he spent his whole life with.
How much has this year tested you, and in what ways have you kind of had to respond to, you know, that those tests in terms of leadership and moving the group forward?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been different, much different situations than what we've been in the last very, very long time. So, you know, it's just about trying to come together as a group and battle through adversity. You know, it's good when you come out of it the other side and you stick together. So it definitely challenges you as a group. You know, something we're obviously talking about and trying to work through. But it's just something, obviously, we got to get a little bit better.
So can we believe that at that same time when he's saying, like, to stick together? Because you've heard me say this. They will tell you the lie before the truth. That at the same time, he's like, get me out of here. Because I tell you, people tell me, like, well, I'm great at this and everything. So, hey, show me the receipts. Do you have a receipt? Like, that's why when someone on social media is like, I've got 40 million followers and I made $100 million last year. Great. Show me that tax return that you sent to the government. Show me that damn receipt. There's the receipt right there. Marchand checked out. I'm going to stick with it through with these guys and everything. Bro, this dude is coming alive like he's got it. Like his third wife is 30 years younger than him suddenly. Like, who is this guy? It's like, and I use mob movies as a reference because it seems like in society, it tends to be a meeting point between two different cultures that have existed. It'd be like, oh, I don't understand what they're saying. It'd be like, oh, that's corny. Somehow we all understand through mob movies, right? And if you've ever seen The Godfather 1, Mike is warned by his father, watch out. The first one who's going to come to you about having a meeting is the one who betrayed you. Tessie. Talk to Barzini. The Panthers are Barzini. And Marchand is Tessie. I mean, Tessie, I'm sorry. It's disgusting to see. It's part of the reason why I'm like, okay. I'm hearing this narrative like, are you going to root for the Panthers because Marchand is there? Man, hell no. Like, suddenly we root for the Panthers. Like, the Panthers are the reason why. I don't know. Two coaches are gone. What, you know what? Actually, what's this? Three coaches are gone here. The Bruins, who've kind of been a little bit of this kind of bastion of consistency. This the fourth coach, y'all. Sturm is the fourth coach since the Bruins got laid out. Oh, what? You know what? I forgot. You know who won that other Stanley Cup after all that mess had happened? Oh, it was the Vegas Knights. Who was there? Bruce. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Everything that's happening right in the NHL right now, you can tie or have one of these kind of like detective links, you know, the strings you see on those boards when you're looking to discover RICO or whatever. It's all at the expense of the Bruins. All of it. And now Marchand is just the latest chapter. This is disgusting. Like, no one. Look, there's a part of me that wants Edmonton to win it because I think it would be good for the game to be able to have a Canadian team win it for a change, right? And B, a Canadian team that's in the Mountain Time Zone. Like, great. Now there's a point of watching a game that the puck drops at 10 p.m. Eastern. But no, Edmonton's got a great history. And if you know about why Edmonton couldn't continue on, it's because its stars were greater than its parts. Like, to save the league, they had to send Gretzky to L.A. because L.A. was about to be a franchise that was going to fall apart. And so they were having to think about saving the league through all these Canadian talents. And now you have a Canadian talent who is bigging up an American team in Florida. I mean, I feel some kind of way. Am I wrong to feel this way? Like, I can't root for Marchand to win a cup? You do know that if they do win the cup, there's a high probability you will see on the local news. Brad Marchand was back in town, and guess what he had in tow with him? With his boys. Like, what a way to... I'm going to stop talking about Brad Marchand because it's just... It makes no sense to me how I could be rooting for a guy who literally said, yeah, I'm going to stick it out with these guys, and this is what I'm going to do. And now this guy suddenly can give you... He can give you two goals in less than 14 minutes? I know Ponce de Leon has something to do with discovering Florida, but damn, there's no fountain of youth there. 617-779-7937. We'll talk with Tom Carroll next, some of the Patriots. Minicamp, we'll talk about that a little bit. Red Sox as well, his article on the Vermont chick who loves Aaron Judge, which I think is even is almost as ridiculous as Marchand. But right now it's time to trend with David Azer.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
That's for all you Beastie Boy head right there. Happy Father's Day, and thank you so much for being part of the KJ Show here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. We're minutes away from Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tom Freeze Pops. And then, of course, for Father's Day, Padre, Poppy, or Bastages. That's still to come. Let's go to Tommy in Providence. Tommy, thank you so much for hanging out on the KJ Show for Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you. You're on the air.
Same to you, KJ. I got a question. The Fox is a lousy broadcast. They never told the people Why didn't Cora go to Chapman last night? Why did he stay away from Chapman? He didn't even have him get up and warm up, or even he was not going to use him last night. Was it because of the night before? Because he didn't throw that many pitches the night before.
Yeah, it's because of the night before. And thanks for the call, Tommy. Yeah, it's because of the night before. And in fairness, right, when you're doing a national broadcast, they're not going to discuss what happened locally on Nesson on Tuesday. Like, they're just not going to do that. They're just going to say, here's why Weissert is in there. Weissert has been in there. Now, again, I didn't like the heart palpitations because, keep in mind, I'm here at 7 in the morning getting ready for an 8 a.m. show. So I was very happy that, these Red Sox or Yankee games have been moving very quick over the last couple of nights. In fact, a Friday night game, I think I tweeted, bottom of the eighth in 1 hour and 55 minutes. It was just like, oh my gosh. That felt like the time when I drove from Waltham to the GW Parkway during COVID. There's nobody. I think I counted 80 cars between the Mass Pike and down 85, 290, down 91. Maybe 80 cars. I got there in like 1 hour and like 45 minutes. Have you ever driven? Have you ever had to drive down to the GW Parkway, David? Never.
Maybe once or twice. I can't really remember.
I made it there like in 1 hour 45 minutes, and then was off the bridge in like 3 minutes. It was that's how fast Friday night's game was, and that's why, they're not going to tell you on the nationwide broadcast why Chapman's not in there now. They may have told you why Chapman wasn't in there if Weissert blew the safe. Then you probably mentioned, hey, they had already used Chapman the night before. But if Weissert gets the job done, so be it. It's okay. I'm not one of those that really tries to jump down the throats of national broadcasters just because I know I'm just as good as them, if not better. It's just a matter of, KJ, what's there? All dead in blood like Kill Bill 2 and 3. I'm kidding. You'll be there. No, it's just, there are just things that they just can't necessarily get to. All right, 2 minutes away from Tom Carroll. What do you have on the text line?
All right, this one comes from the 857. I am rooting for Marchand. He did win us one. Plus all the dysfunction with Sweeney and the coaches, I would have left too.
But again, okay. If I can be a little fluid like water, I can understand that argument. What's been going on with Sweeney and the coaches, and if you don't feel like you're like, okay, maybe you can roll with Sacco a little bit, and then maybe you feel like he's not even going to be the answer. Why even stick around for yet another change? I can get that. And then for your own selfish reasons, you go play for Florida. My whole thing is just like all this effort suddenly, like all of this, like what is this, 2012 Marchand? What are we doing? I think that's what bothers me. It's not that he's going to win a title. It's just that he is most likely going to be the reason why Florida wins another Stanley Cup. And we're just 3 years ago, you had the best record in the league. You were in the conversation of one of the greatest regular season performances of all time. You had everything you needed and laid a complete egg before I could even sit down and let the butter settle in on my popcorn. It was disgusting. One more text, and then we'll get to Tom Carroll.
All right. The 617 says, Happy Father's Day, KJ. I hear you talk about dealing with daughters. Any advice for dealing with a 16-year-old?
All right. Well, first, happy Father's Day to you as well. And for those fathers, I'm in a house of nothing but women. So with the 16-year-old, now here's what's crazy. They may not want to be around you, don't want to give you a hug. Don't embarrass me, Dad. They'll be the first one to ask you something about a boy. Give them the guy code. This is mandatory. If you give them, don't lie. My oldest daughter, I gave her the guy code. I'm like, look, you don't want SportsCenter to be playing if this is what you're deciding right after. Like, you got to be dead honest with them. And the more that you buck against their choices, the more chances you have them crawling out of a window. So hopefully you don't stay on the first floor of a multifamily. All right. He's one of my favorite guys and writers on the staff. Started here as a producer, now does great work for WEEI.com. Let me bring on Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops. It's always good to have you here. I feel like you're part of, like, the KJ Show Funkadelic band, so you could wear the diaper and play the drums, or you can wear, like, the big genie hat and be the bass player. So you can determine that, not right away, but if we're going to talk about playing the role of the genie, What is this magic trick that the Red Sox have pulled off this past week, and how different it is a conversation going into the Yankee series at Yankee Stadium last week.
It's pitching, man. Like, they just have been able to last longer into the games, and that has allowed them to actually stack some W's here. And it feels like, really simple, right? Like, if your starters are able to go more than 4 2/3 innings, you're going to be in a lot better shape. And obviously the hitting has come around it too. You know, Trevor Story has had a resurgence here, and that's been massive. And Carlos Narvaez has been an absolute revelation. So they've kind of hit a sweet spot here. And I know a lot of people are trying to point to the jolt of energy they've gotten from the Roman Anthony call up this week. And look, I think that energy is real, and it was real at the park this week, no doubt. But I think it has everything to do with the pitching and the starters being able to last later into games. And, this team is going to be a much different team moving forward if those guys in the middle of your rotation can continue to eat innings.
Yeah, let me move to Alex Cora, because you're in the room a lot of times for these post games here for the station. Is the body language from Alex Cora starting to shift a little more? Because it seemed like, if you go back 2 weeks ago, it was very stationary, right? Does he seem like he seems to be a little bit enjoying the job a little, considering all the stuff? I mean, just, what was it, almost 2 weeks ago, Breslow in Atlanta giving, the statements there and saying that, look, he's still our guy. But usually when those statements are given, they tend to not be true. It tends to be the beginning of things. Does it feel like some of the heat is off of Cora at this point?
Yeah, it's tough, because I feel like Cora, it does a really good job of presenting himself as never too high, never too low. And I think he always tries to kind of diffuse a situation.
Kind of like his career batting average. Yeah, like never too high.
Yeah, pretty close to the Mendoza line there. Yeah. But he, I think he does, it's really going to be up to the fans to decide if they think it's a good or bad job. He just likes to try and seem cool as can be at all times, right? So I think it's tough to get that gauge of where he's feeling the heat or where he's not. And I think a lot of times the conversations around Cora and the, I don't know if you want to call them controversies, but the when people get mad about things that Cora say, it's because he's just trying to be cool about it and not try and make a story, but inevitably it turns into a story. Cause it's like, well, why would you say it that way? You know, well, why would you say he's just my DH? You know, it's like, he's just trying to be down the middle as much as possible. So I think a few days ago in the post game where he was actually showing like real frustration, that's when people were like, oh wow. Like, is this guy like done? Is he checked out? When in reality, any human being would be frustrated with the way his baseball team had played over that, whatever it was, 12-game stretch. I think they lost like 8 of 10 or something ridiculous. So I don't know that he like ever really felt the heat, right? Like, he got that 3-year deal. The organization's clearly confident in Cora. They clearly have a philosophy going here with Driveline, and I think there is some organizational alignment with Cora, and I don't think he was ever feeling the heat.
I got Tom Carroll here on the KJ Show on WEEI. Happy Father's Day to all of you. Look, let's get to the player situation, because you mentioned that Roman Anthony brought a lot of energy. There was a lot of noise from the crowd. You know, the Lou Gehrig-esque home run at Worcester, I think, was the icing on the cake. Like, this guy's got to come up. But I've been one that says that, look, just because you hit bombs in Worcester, see Bobby Dalbec, does not necessarily mean that's going to translate. Like, his one, like Roman Anthony's one hit out of the 16 at-bats went about 180 feet. So the question I put forward is, when Abreu comes back, does Anthony go back to Worcester? Or do you look at potentially maybe like Campbell going back to Worcester to get some of that confidence back? Do you think those are the two candidates for that go back when Abreu comes back?
So As I sit here today, I personally would have Campbell going back to Worcester. Mm. I think that it's clear that the guy needs to work through something. I think they put way too much on his plate, and it screwed with whatever momentum he had going to start the season. And I also think pitchers have kind of figured him out. I think you've called up Anthony. I don't want to mess with that confidence. And yes, he only has one hit, but he's been really confident at the plate. And he's had some good contact too. And I know that that's kind of a baseball nerdy thing to say. And I'm far from like a baseball numbers nerd guy, but even though he has one hit, it probably should be like four hits, five hits. Right. So,
but it's one hit.
It is one hit, but I'm sending Campbell down because how many hits does that guy have in the last month? I mean, you can count on less than two hands. Right. And I know he scored a run last night, but, I'm sending Campbell down. I just think that he made the opening day roster, but if you want to talk about a guy that is just cool as can be at all times, it's Christian Campbell, right? Like if they send him down and they explain, hey, look, this is why we're doing it. I don't think that that's going to mess with that guy's confidence. I think he's going to go down there and work his butt off to get back into the majors. Personally, I mean, he's so young. He flew through the minors. It's almost like he skipped a step, right? They got ahead of their skis a little bit with Campbell. I think you send him back down to bring Abreu back up. I don't think Anthony's going back down. That would cause a massive storm.
Well, you do know he breezed through because there was nobody standing at second for the last three seasons, right? Like, been no second baseman. And there's a part of me that says, if Campbell is going to make the adjustments, why not make the adjustments at this level versus going down a level? And what are we going to do? Send a cue sheet over to, you know, the Portland, you know, I mean, so yeah, I don't know, the Albany River Dogs, be like, hey, throw a lot of stuff inside to Campbell when he comes to the plate. We need to see some things. That's the one reason why I say you wouldn't send Campbell down is because, all right, Hamilton's going to be everyday second baseman. Like, what do you, yeah, you'll get more speed and maybe a little bit better defense, but I don't know if you get better hitting. Do you believe that?
So there's two things there. I think that he probably has been trying to work through whatever he's dealing with at the major league level already, right? So yeah, they're probably already doing that, and it's not working clearly. So I think it's time to try something else. And I personally think that, and Cora alluded to this yesterday, I think you're going to see Rafaela in the infield.
No, why? Well, darling, jeez. So we're just going to throw anybody out there to play set? Like, people don't remember that JBJ couldn't hit more than a lifesaver for a batting average? Like, come on. Like, no. Like, why? Look, why are we doing this?
I'm just giving you my theory here. I think personally that Campbell's going to move down. I think Rafael is going to be in the infield, and then that's going to be able to free up your outfield for a guy like Abreu and Anthony, and have that outfield flexibility. That's personally what I think is going to happen. And I know that Rafaela isn't setting the world on fire at the plate, but I think that's going to be there. And Cora alluded to it yesterday. Sean McAdam asked him about it before the game, and he kind of perked up a little bit as if to say, like, yeah, like, don't be surprised if you see Rafaela in the infield again this season, like we saw last year. But yeah, that's just my feel given what I saw in the room and sort of where I see the roster right now.
I think Duran, some of the issues that he stated that he had, I think were tied to playing center field and trying to navigate what is I think that's the most difficult left to center play, right? Because there's such an extreme difference between a ball at 310 feet, 70 feet in the air, bouncing back into the field. You go 100 feet towards center, now you're in the middle of no man's land. Like, it's just the difficult. It's probably, to me, I think it's the most difficult center field to play in all of baseball. And Rafael has done a tremendous job. Look, I know I only got so much of your time, but tell us a little bit about the article about this Yahoo, I'm sorry, that's from Vermont wearing Aaron Judge robes to the game with the Red Sox hat and said that she's torn. Can you tell the article's at WEEI.com, correct?
Yes. So it's a video that's up on the EEI socials, and I threw it up on my socials as well.
I threw up too.
At your boy, TC Fresh. Yeah, threw up, right? So the story there is, So recently at these Red Sox games, I've been trying to get as close to the field as possible to get some really cool videos during the games for our social media accounts. And so I'm
Mike
sitting
Thomas,
right behind
Mike
home
Thomas
plate.
Mike Thomas is the person to get the tickets from. Get your tickets from Mike Thomas. That's all you do.
That's right. That's right. So I'm sitting right behind home plate, and a couple seats next to me early in the game, I see this lady, and she's wearing a judge robe, and she's kind of doing like a pretending to hit the gavel thing. And I look closer, and I notice she's wearing a Red Sox hat. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Man. Then Judge goes through his at-bat. He strikes out like he has been doing against the Red Sox recently. Right. And she takes the robe off. And then she's rooting hard for Dobbins on the mound again. And then when the Sox are back up at the plate, she's, you know, calling out every single Red Sox player with her own like personalized nickname for the guy. So I'm so confused. So finally I turn to her and I'm like, hey, and her and her boyfriend, I'm like, what's going on with this?
Poor guy.
And she explains to me that she's from Vermont.
Yeah.
She's a massive Red Sox fan, but Aaron Judge is her favorite player. So she wanted to come to the game so she could root on both her favorite player and root for her favorite team. And she thought bringing the robe would be a fun way to kind of get his attention and show like that people in Boston actually like you. And I was like, I need to get this on video. This is unreal. And so I asked her, I was like, is this cool if we post this? Because you want to make sure that you ask someone permission before you.
Yeah, make sure they don't have an OnlyFans account somewhere, stuff like that, right? Just to clean through legal.
Well, I didn't check that, but just to make sure that she knew she was about to probably go viral.
I mean, you mentioned she took off the robe. I mean, you can tell me, are we talking said Rafaela Cedeña average, or are we looking at, you know, Ref Snyder versus left-handed hitting, you know, left-handed pitching? But here's where I have an issue with that, where I can't buy it. Like, if she was from, like, Meriden, Connecticut, that would make perfect sense because, you know, you talk about that, the Yankee Red Sox Connecticut line, where is it? If she was from there, but like, aren't you on the wrong side of, I don't know, the Confederacy? Like, you're in Vermont. It's clearly Red Sox. I think the thing with Judge is, I think she has a kind of like a lustful thing for Judge, but couldn't say it out loud in front of the boyfriend, right? The boyfriend is probably a full-on Red Sox fan. She's probably like, but he's cute. Like that, if he's ever said, he's handsome. So she wears the robe as kind of a way to kind of feel Judge in his presence, right? And takes it off when the Red Sox are up at the plate because she wants to remind her boyfriend, it's all about you, baby, I swear. So
okay, so a few things here. First of all, I love the theory, but I got to say, the boyfriend was also a Yankee fan. So that was a weird thing.
I mean, OnlyFans has different categories you can go into, you know?
that's true. But the thing about Vermont that people forget is it borders New York, right? So,
but that's like, French New York.
But if you're up in Burlington, like right on the lake there, the other side of the lake, is New York.
Right? Oh my
god! There is a sneaky contingency of New York sports fans in Vermont. I've met a few of them in my life throughout my time in my career, where there's people that work in sports that are from Vermont that are New York sports fans, New York Giants fans, Yankee fans. They do exist. This person that was sitting next to me at the game, the Red Sox / Aaron Judge fan, she also said was a Jets fan. So like, this person was all over the place, but there is a contingency of people from Vermont that are New York fans. And I'm sure that there will be people on the text line saying, no, there isn't. But I bet there will be a few that sneak in that say, yes, he is right. It's rare, but it does exist.
Yeah, they probably say Le Yankee American, Le Giants de Grand. You know, like, they don't speak French. You know, like, come on. Like, what? Yeah, so that's it. So before I let you out of here, just real quick, I here on the KJ show, I said, I am not going to dive into a bunch of men in shorts practices until I see preseason. You were out at a training camp. Obviously, the Stephon Diggs coming back really quick. I think that's because Offset is chasing him. It figures like Offset can't get onto the fairground, can't get on the grounds at Foxborough. Is there anything that we're looking forward to once we get back into full camp and into the real preseason August 8th with the Patriots?
So I personally can't wait for them to actually put some shoulder pads and, you know, shells of pads on and actually hit, because then you'll be able to see what you have with the offensive line. I think any analysis of the offensive line and really the interior defensive line at this point through what we've seen at OTAs and minicamps is sort of fool's gold and people just sort of grasping because you have to have content and things to say, right? If you cover the Patriots every day, I personally just think that the interior of the you know, the line of scrimmage here, we don't really know anything at this point, right? I mean, people can, you know, the only thing that I've taken away from either side of the line of scrimmage at this point is that Christian Barmore looks trim. Like, that dude looks like he is in shape. So whatever regimen they have him on to combat his blood clot situation, maybe it's a diet thing, because, like, he looks to be in awesome shape. So that's one takeaway I'll give you there. But for me, I want to actually see what they have with the O-line and with what they have with Will Campbell, because what we've seen so far this spring, you're just not going to be able to find out anything. And I think that the most important thing for this Patriots team to make that jump that everyone wants them to make in year two of Drake May is if that offensive line can actually come together and be the more efficient unit that they should be this season, given the personnel that they have.
Tom Carroll, check out some of his work. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I know that a take on offensive line isn't the sexiest thing.
Okay, then let me go ahead and just say your name and get out of here. Yeah, like, because come on. Look, we bring the entertainment only here on the KJ show. But Tom, thank you always for coming through. Tom Carroll, check out his work at weei.com. I'd love for you to stay, but we've got to get to Padre, Poppy, or Bastage coming up in honor of Father's Day. That's next. So, Tom Carroll, thank you so much for hanging out in WEEI. Enjoy your Sunday, my man. Always a pleasure having you on.
All right, KJ. Happy Father's Day, and happy Father's Day, Dad, if you're listening.
Yeah, Dad, if you're listening. Father, where are you? Yes, thank you so much. Happy Father's Day, Father Freeze Pops. Yeah, before we get to break here, I'll get to your calls here shortly as well as more of your text. Yeah, I'm still trying to, like, when did it become okay wearing anything Yankees in Fenway? Like, I think there needs to be, like, another kind of mini revolution. Okay, I mean, the energy's there in the atmosphere. You know, like, I don't want to say get belligerent, like, it, you know, like it's 74 again, but, like, okay, now they're wearing Aaron Judge robes behind home plate. Is this not sacrilege? Maybe that's just me as a Sox fan. All right. Padre, Poppy, or Bastage next on the KJ Show on WEEA. Happy Father's Day.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
On the KJ Show, WEEI, Boston's Original. Missed any of the show, or even better, if you want to play the shows anytime, Greg Hill's show, Jones and Keefe, afternoon show, Arcan show, you can tell your Alexa device, hey Alexa, play WEEI Boston Sports Radio. You can play it on your Alexa device, as well as listening on the Odyssey app, just typing in WEEI. Happy Father's Day to all of you. Thank you for those who have wished me happy Father's Day. It's the greatest joy after, like, dogging sports personalities. No, I'm totally kidding. Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. Jay, thanks for calling the KJ Show. Happy Father's Day to you. You're on the air.
Happy Father's Day to you, sir. I tell you, before I talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs, I just want to make a comment about the Patriots, that if they can give Drake May 3 seconds, I would love it to be four, but I'd be satisfied with 3 seconds to make a play. It's going to be a good season for the Patriots. And I know that the scrutiny is on the offensive line, and I mean intensely on the offensive line. But this is their time to shine. But anyway, on the Stanley – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're saying the Stanley Cup?
The Stanley Cup, the Edmonton Oilers have the speed, but the Florida Panthers are bottling them up, and they've got a good game plan. They don't let the Edmonton Oilers get started. The Florida Panthers have good positional play. And damn Brad Marchand, why the hell couldn't you do that for the Boston Bruins? But that's another story. But listen,
Jay,
if you would, please, put me on hold so I can hear your comments, because I'm in a location that gets no streaming and nothing.
Oh,
thanks
wow.
for your call. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Jay. Yeah, I'm familiar with the lay of the land in North Carolina. He's either extreme east, like in the forest west of, like, it's like cut up in three sections. If you ever, because everybody seems to move to North Carolina now. It's like the east of 95 is where his reception may be limited. In the middle is where everybody gets sent off to college and school, and then west is everything that you've seen on television in the mountains. So either he's far west near the Tennessee line, or he's far east of I-95. Just to let you know if you ever happen to go down there. I could be, pick me up. I'm in Waltham. I'll be your tour guide, right? I think with Edmonton, what they're realizing is they just can't beat what they can't beat, and that's been Florida, right? Florida knows them best at this time and knows what they want to do. And now they've just gotten additional help, and Marchand is going to be the guy that Edmonton didn't even have to account for before. Okay, that's the Stanley Cup portion. No quarterback in the NFL gets 4 seconds standing in the pocket. No, nobody. If they're standing in the pocket for 4 seconds and they're an upright guy, I will show you a quarterback that's laying on the ground. So if you want to get 4 seconds, you're buying time. You know, you're buying time behind the line. Drake May can do that, but if it's 4 seconds, then we're having a bigger conversation about what's going down the field. Like, okay, you can't break free just yet. You need 4 seconds. So, yeah, it's all going to be on Will Campbell's shoulders. This is why you draft him number one. This is why you put him right there at the left. You're not even going to try and even tempt the idea of putting him in. That's not going to happen. He's going to be your left tackle, and you're just going to have to ride with it. So that way Drake May can have an effective 2.5 seconds to get rid of the ball. Yet if the play breaks down, advantage Drake May. All right, Mark in Medford. Medford. I guess if you're on the west side of Medford, it's Medford. Mark, thanks so much for calling. Yeah, thanks for calling the KJ Show. Happy Father's Day to you. You're on the air.
Yeah, just say Mefa. It's easier.
Yeah, Mefa. F-A-H, Mefa. Yeah.
So if you were going to tell me in the middle of the season, Brad Marchand was going to be traded to the Florida Panthers and then probably win the MVP of the Stanley Cup Finals, I would have told you you are out of your freaking mind.
Isn't it disgusting? Is it not disgusting? Is it not disgusting?
You know what it is?
What?
You want to know what it is? On day one, when he showed up in Florida in the locker room, Paul Maurice told him, I want you to be Brad Marchand. That's all you need to do. What the Bruins did to him this season by putting that C on his sweater was not be able to be Brad Marchand. And this is what we're watching right now.
Thanks for the call. It's an interesting point before we get to Padre, Poppy, or Bastard, Jim, get out of here. And then Dan Ball up at 10. Yeah. If management is doing it to you, and again, you know, I read some good books. John Maxwell, Developing the Leader in You, Part 2.0 is a really good book. You know, sometimes you can't expect people who've just been around for a long time to be a leader. And call it right there, just hit the nail on the head. As soon as you made him captain, he wasn't himself anymore. It's just like, oh, so he's not a leader? I mean, you would hope that you would step into the leadership role because A, you've seen it from a great leader, a Hall of Fame leader in Bergeron. We're not asking you to be him. Be yourself, but be a leader with inside of you. Now, does that get echoed or whatever? The KJ Show is also available for consulting duties and leadership, okay? You know, what do you do during the rest of the week? I panhandle people. I'm kidding. So, yeah, it's kind of disgusting because it's like I could see if Marchand was sprinkling a goal here or there and being an addition to. Nah, this fool has got the mic in his hand, and he's the lead singer of the Jacksons. He's not Tito Jackson out there. That dude is Michael Jackson in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. All right. So in honor of Father's Day, I want to see if we've put this together, and I don't know the answers. Are these Padres, Poppies, or Bastages? Hit it, David.
You need more advice from me, Papa.
Okay. You and the rest of your bastiges can gamble.
One day, quit my job, start a new church, and name myself the Pope.
All right, David has a list in front of him. I've got to identify, are they a Padre, Bastage, or Poppy? Go.
All right, we have Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield. Okay, yes, a former Yankee, Toronto Blue Jay Hall of Famer, but started as a Padre.
To be Monsignor like everybody else in my seminary class.
All right, 1-0. All right, next.
Fernando Tatis Sr.
Fernando, that's a tricky one because you think Fernando Tatis Jr. But Fernando Tatis Sr., I know he played for the Expos. I don't think he ever played for the Padres. I'm going to say he's a Poppy.
With Big Poppy.
Yes, because of his son. Okay, there you go. 2. All right, next.
Eric Schau.
Oh, you're digging in the old school. Well, I don't know his fatherhood status or... I'm going to say he's a Padre because I think he's the one that gave Pete Rose his all-time leading hit.
To be Monsignor yes! Like everybody else in my seminary class.
Yes! I'm undefeated so far. Next!
Rick Pitino.
Oh, that's straight Bastage. He's a Bastage.
You're
big time.
Parking sneaky Bastage.
All right. 4-0. All right, next.
Vlad Guerrero Sr.
Oh, so Sr. played for the Expos, Angels, but not the Padres, so he's a big Poppy.
With Big Poppy.
Yeah! Oh, man, this is too easy. Next.
Robinson Cano.
He's a Yankee Bastage.
You're fucking sneaky Bastage.
Keep it going. I'm on a roll, baby.
Ozzie Smith.
Cardinals. You know what? He was a Padre before a Cardinal in a trade that they laugh at the Padres. Padre.
To be Monsignor yeah. Like everybody else in my seminary class.
Keep
Pablo
him coming.
Sandoval.
Bastage.
You're fucking sneaky Bastage.
You took all that money, you sneaky bastard. He could be bastages, plural. Next.
The late Dick Williams.
Oh, man. Little historic former Red Sox manager. Summer of Love, the 67 team that almost beat the Cardinals. They lowered the mound because of Bob Gibson. Also took the Padres to the World Series in 84. Am I right?
To beat Monsignor like everybody else in my senior
class. Padre. There we go. Couple more maybe?
Last one we have is Rafael Devers.
Okay, so clearly not a Padre. How people feel. You know what? Happy Father's Day, Rafael Devers, you big poppy.
We're big poppy.
Perfect. No fathers, and no bastages as well. That's kind of fun. You see, this is why you don't take the KJ show that serious, right? It's really vaudeville with sports in the middle of it. That's really what it is. So I appreciate you being here, for spending your Father's Day here. Hopefully you have a great one. Hey, look, if the Yankees win today, do not get on Alex Cora about going out with his family for Father's Day after the game. I'm really going to have some type of feelings about you. He still has a family. He's a good father. Have a great Sunday. Thank you so much for being here at WEEI. Remember, First Pitch, 135. Red Sox going for the sweep against the Yankees. That sounds good. Have a good one. Thank you again, David.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.